Chance Tire and Auto has the finest equipment to guarantee the best job for their customers. First Chance Tire and Automotive, 5606 Murfreesboro Road in Laverne. Call them today at 459-7115.
This is Paul McCann.
And this is Pete Weber, letting you know that Slapshot Radio is back for another great season of hockey coverage.
That's right, Pete. Back with great guests from around the league with the NHL Hot Sheet.
We take a look inside the Predators with Home Ice Advantage.
We take you behind the bench with a member of the Predators coaching staff.
Slapshot Radio is your destination for the best hockey coverage you can find on the air.
Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 560 WNSR.
Sports Radio 560 WNSR.
Welcome back, Tom Abraham Show. Glad you have joined us this afternoon. Joining us now on the Grand Avenue Chauffeur Transportation VIP Hotline, Nashville Predator forward Martin Erat. Marty, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
Hey, Tom. How are you doing?
I am tremendous. Tough one last night, man. I tell you, that team, not taking anything away from you guys, but that's a pretty good hockey team, that Kings team. It felt like watching that game they had eight guys on the ice because it seemed like whoever got the puck, no time, no space, they were right on top of you.
Yeah, they got a great team, you know, and they got the deep lineup and big guys, you know, and they can skate, you know. It's really tough to play against them.
Do guys who are scorers, and you're in that category, obviously, do guys who are scorers that sometimes start pressing when the scoring is coming far and few between? Because you saw three opportunities last night. You know, JP had the puck on his stick right in front. I think Coach Steetson had one. Leggy had one right in front of the net. We know Fisher's been pressing a little bit to try and, you know, get back on the board. Does it sometimes the pressure build and it kind of almost locks you up a little bit when you're in those scoring opportunities and you're not as free and easy as you might be other times?
Yeah, you know, it's you know, like you're squeezing the stick a little tighter, you know, when you're not scoring, you know. But you know, it's a tough for some guys, you know, like you know, when you don't scoring, you know, it's a little pressure on you, you know, especially our team, you know, every goal what we score, you know, it's count, you know. And but the good thing we got Pekka, you know, he's standing on his head, you know, last couple of games, and he always gives us a chance to win, you know.
Yeah, you got to feel that way about Pex. He's always doing a good job for you. Marty Erat with us here from the Predators. All right, you get the Boston Bruins in town tomorrow night. There's a possibility here. Some people will say that, you know, maybe the best team playing right now in the West is the L.A. Kings. A lot of people love the Bruins out of the East. So you're getting a chance to see two of the best teams in the league in back-to-back games. However, they were stumbling a little bit. They had lost four games, and they stole one last night in Columbus. What do you know about the Bruins? Because this isn't a team you see a lot of.
Yeah, we don't see that many teams from the East, you know, playing just once a year against them. And, you know, what I heard, you know, the Boston is similar to L.A., you know, they got big forwards, you know, they got good puck-moving defensemen, you know, and they got Tim Thomas in the net, you know, and it's the same with, like, Pex, you know, he's giving them a chance to win every game. And it's going to be one of those tough games, you know, because you don't know what to expect from them. But, you know, we have to get points from every game. And we can look at it like, you know, it's just going to be another tough game.
Yeah, and you never want to – obviously, you're never playing for 1 point. But at least this is a game that where if it is a three-point game, one way or the other, at least the other team isn't in the battle with you in the West, you know, where – because that's what's – you know, that's the nightmare. It's every single night somebody's getting a point or two, you know, in this race from fourth to, you know, tenth, really. Everybody's in it in the West. And it's you know, you guys get in at the end of the night, I imagine, do the same thing the rest of us do, kind of take a look at the scores. And then you don't even know who to squeeze for anymore because whoever wins, they're gaining on you or pulling away.
Yeah, it just seems like if you don't play one night, you know, you're just losing the ground, you know. But we just have to look at it, you know. We got advantage, you know. We got so many home games, and you know, we have to be just the homers right now, you know. Just get the points from the home ice, and you know, if we can take care of our business, you know, I think it's gonna work out for us.
Interesting comment by Ryan Suter last night. I don't know if you saw this or not. It was posted in the Tennessean. He said, quote, obviously we didn't play as good as we can. If we're going to be successful, it's going to take everybody pulling on the rope here. And if he just stopped there, you'd think, okay, all right. But then he went on to say, we didn't have that tonight. Some guys were and some guys weren't. We have to get back together tomorrow night and get going and have a good practice and then be ready for another top team. Is that the kind of discussion to going on in a room? I mean, he's kind of calling some of the guys out, saying some guys aren't pulling on a rope as hard as other guys?
I don't think so. Suits meant something something bad about some guys. You know, it's just some of those nights, you know, some guys don't have it, you know, and other guys have to pull the rope, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what Suits meant, you know. And, it's a long season, and for some young kids, you know, it's a long season, and you know, it's tough to play 82 games, you know, in the high level. What you have to play, especially when you're going for last stretch of those last 12 games, and you know, we just all the guys, you know, just have to pull the rope and you know, just get everybody and everyone on the same page, you know.
What are your thoughts about these some of the young guys that have come up? Jeffrey on coming up not too long ago, and also Blummer, you know, who had another goal. And what do you think about those guys and what they bring to the table?
Yeah, you know, they are still young kids. You know, they're learning to be a professionals, and they're learning to play in the high level. You know, but you can see those guys got the talent. You know, to be. Successful players in the NHL, you know, it's just it's gonna take a little time, you know, before they're gonna be everyday NHL players. And right now, you know, it's the most experience what they can get. You know, it's a playoff game every night, and you know, that's how they learn.
Now, look, I don't know how big a deal the St. Patrick's Day is in the Czech Republic, you know, but I'm just saying, you beat Boston in your own building on St. Paddy's Night. It kind of sets you up for a pretty good night later on, you know what I mean? So, I mean, this is this is kind of a big deal playing at home on St. Paddy's against Boston, you know? So,
yeah.
Guys got to have some fun, you know, they have a nice little party afterwards. A lot more fun on St. Patrick's Night with a win than it would be, you know, taking an L out of there tonight or tomorrow night.
Yeah, I know what you think, you know. I've been here long enough, you know, to know the St. Patrick's Day, you know, but in Czech, you know, we don't celebrate that too much, but... how I said, you know, I've been here long enough, and I know what does that mean. You know, it's mean maybe for the single guys, you know, they have to pull the rope tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Tell those guys to pull the rope, and then they can pull the green beer later, because it doesn't change the taste. It just changed the color. The beer tastes better when it's green on St. Paddy's Day after a win at the hockey game. So that'd be good. Yeah. You take care of all of us. All right, Marty, we appreciate you as always. We have fun watching you, and we're waiting for that. You know, we just want one of them breakout games where you guys bang out like 6 goals, you know, and win a game 6-2 or something like that. So you know, so we're down with that, okay? So,
I hope it's going to be tomorrow.
That would be good. All right, man, appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, thanks.